from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Josh Vernier will be on the show. We're also going to play how many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight. We'll do that coming up in about 15 minutes as well. So we're going to get back to talking a lot of Royals here in the 4 o'clock hour as many of you are on your way home. Earlier today, we got the opportunity to catch up with Bobby Witt Jr. Our conversation with the future All-Star started with, hey, what's your go-to order at Whataburger? He's from Texas and recently became one of their endorsers.
I got a little bit of everything. I just kind of depends on the day, but my go-to is the sweet and spicy bacon burger, but with no bacon.
Do you ever kind of switch it up a little bit? Because I was looking at those wings and I'm thinking, all right, I didn't come to Whataburger to order the wings, but I was kind of curious in trying them.
I actually haven't had them yet, so I need to try that. But I will go from a double cheese to a triple cheese, and then from breakfast, the honey butter chicken biscuit to the taquitos. I got a little bit of everything, the patty melts.
Patrick is, you know, part owner of some of these. You know, you go around the city, and the ones that he owns, he has his jersey up. Are you interested in being part owner at Whataburger? Obviously, grew up in Texas. Your relationship with Patrick Mahomes, do you have any interest in getting into that venture?
Possibly down the road, but I thought that this step that we did here just with the kind of partnership is kind of one of those things that I've always kind of dreamed of, because being like an athlete and everything, and you get these partnerships, and something that I remember growing up was always going to Whataburger. My family's huge fans of Whataburger, so it was just pretty cool when we kind of came to agreement. And
right now, we're talking to Bobby Witt Jr. on the show today. Let's talk about a major reason why you're on the show today, to promote All-Star voting and you potentially going to your first All-Star game. Just how cool is it that I'm sure you grew up watching this game, hoping to play in it? How cool is it that your name is in consideration to be a starter for the All-Star game?
Yeah, it's an honor because of just being an All-Star is just it would be a dream come true. And so, just growing up watching the games and this one being in the hometown would be pretty special.
Who was your favorite player growing up?
I had a lot of different kind of favorite players, but Dustin Pedroia was my go-to guy, him and Derek Jeter. So kind of that Red Sox-Yankees little rivalry. I love watching those guys play. And then with the Rangers, I liked a lot of the guys. Michael Young was another one of my go-to guys.
Right now, we're talking to Bobby Witt Jr. So I was reading a story on you from Jeff Passan earlier today. And when you signed the contract in Kansas City, you got a text from four people. You got a text from Patrick Mahomes, Dustin Pedroia, Mike Trout, and Zach Greinke. When you got that text, who was the person that you replied to first?
Man, I can't really remember. But it was funny how it was kind of all four of them were like back to back to back to back. But I think Zach was the first one, and then Patrick. And then Pedroia after that, and then and then Trout. So actually, Trout might have been the first one. I think I replied to him first because he was the first one to text me. So which was pretty cool. But any time you get a text from any of those four guys, I felt like a little kid, and it was just smiling ear to ear. It fired me up.
I was just going to ask you, how cool is it now that obviously you still look up to these guys and the success that they've had, but you are a peer, you know, like now you look at them, you can go to them from advice, but you're also still competing against some of these guys as well. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's special just being able to do that and then just getting to know these guys and just know how great of just people they are and just know that they are people. And so it's pretty special just to kind of build relationships with guys around the league and guys that have played in the past, and just it's really special to guys that you look up and they're role models to you, and then now you're having a conversation with them. So
obviously you and Patrick Mahomes have developed a relationship over the years. You know, you both play professionally in Kansas City, you're both from Texas, so there's a lot of connection there. Have you guys ever played golf together?
No, I need to work on my game before that happens. I've heard he's, and even just watching him on TV golfing, I need a lot more work for that to happen. So one of these, but luckily, as of now, not luckily, but our schedules don't match up, so we can never really get a match. So it gives me an excuse not to have to do that right yet.
I actually wanted to ask you this. When was the last time that you got timed on your 40? Because there was a note that came out a couple of days ago that you ran from home plate to third base in 11 seconds, which just doesn't even seem like a realistic time. I know it's not really a baseball thing, but when's the last time that you ran the 40?
It was my freshman year of high school. I think it was the fall or summer camp or something for football, because I stopped playing football after my sophomore year. And so I think it was a 4.49 it was. So, yeah.
What if you just, like, ran it today? Just one day you just were curious, like, I'm curious what my 40 is. What time do you think you would run today?
I have no idea. I know I've gotten a lot faster since then, so I'm not completely sure.
When you were freshman Bobby Witt Jr., what position in football did you play?
I was receiver and cornerback, so I played DB and receiver. So I pretty much would play kind of first half at DB, played both ways, and then second half came into receiver.
Okay, so you're like Travis Hunter a little bit. Which one did you like more, playing on offense or defense?
Oh, I love scoring. Offense for sure. I didn't really like hitting people. I'd take the hit, but just some of the times I wasn't the best tackler, I'd say.
I was reading a couple of days ago, and they had a shortstop draft on ESPN, and they were going through all the shortstops in the draft and factoring their age and conversation, and Buster Olney took you with the number one overall pick. When you hear people kind of compare you with some of the other great players in the game and they put you at the top of this conversation, just take us through how that makes you feel and just also motivating you to continue to work hard to validate how people feel about you.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think you hit it on the head. It's one of those things, like, anyone can put it on paper and do this and that, but you just got to kind of prove them right, I guess. And so just got to keep working. It's more motivation than anything whenever those publications or whatever comes out. And so, yeah.
We were talking about the All-Star game. I know a lot of people are wondering if you're considering doing the Home Run Derby. I mean, if you got the phone call from Major League Baseball to do the Home Run Derby, would you consider doing it?
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool just kind of do it in the home state. And I've done one back in high school, and so yeah, I've seen Salvi do him, and he said he enjoyed him a lot, and so yeah, it'd be kind of cool.
Has anybody reached out to you? Has anybody asked you to do it?
No, not really. So it's just kind of one of those things that maybe, I don't know.
Right now we're talking to Bobby Witt Jr. here for a couple more minutes here. I am curious, so my boss actually told me this. I learned that you originally committed to Oklahoma. What was it like to grow up in Texas? I know your dad went to Oklahoma, you committed to Oklahoma. What was it like to grow up in the heart of Texas but cheer for OU?
Yeah, so my mom, dad, two older sisters also went there. They cheered there, and so I was kind of sooner born and sooner bred. And so, yeah, that was somewhere that I always wanted to go, like, dreaming in middle school, I was going to go there to play football and baseball. That was the ultimate goal. I love watching the football games up there and going to the games quite a bit in the off season. But yeah, just where I'm at in DFW, it's actually University of Oklahoma is closer than the University of Texas. So driving wise, so which is kind of cool.
Who was your favorite OU player growing up?
Growing up, I had a lot of guys. I got lucky with Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, all the guys, list goes. Landry Jones kind of was like my start quarterback wise. And then just watching all those guys run through there, Adrian Peterson, the list goes on and on. And even Caleb Williams was just there. And the guy that got there now this year is going to be solid. And so, yeah, I just love watching the Sooners. That's something that I enjoy in the off season.
Freshman year, Adrian Peterson is just one of the greatest players that I had ever seen. I was a big Sam Bradford guy in college. I feel like the injuries really derailed his career. I thought Sam Bradford had a chance to be really, really good.
Yeah, I was at the game whenever they were playing BYU, I think, when he got hurt at the Cowboys Stadium, one of the first games at the Cowboys Stadium. So, yeah, that was tough for sure. Jalen Hurts, you can throw him out there too.
My producer and I are really excited about the new college football game. Not sure if you're a video game guy or not. Are you interested in the new college football game?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I haven't played video games since, I think, or I've played video games before the last game came out, but I've been kind of waiting until this new one comes out. I'm pumped. A lot of guys in the clubhouse are pumped about it, and so definitely going to be playing that when it comes out.
Okay, that's good to hear. Who on the team acts like they're really good at video games, but you've seen them play or you've played them, you're like, you're not really that good?
I haven't really seen a lot of guys play video games. I've seen Vinny play. He talks a big game. Him and MJ both, they like to run their mouths with their video games. So I'll kind of have to see it to believe it. We might have to have a little tournament or something.
I'll get you out of here with this, Bobby, and I appreciate your time. How fun is it to just be playing in games that really matter? Like, you have already gone through the ups and downs in your Major League Baseball career. How fun is it to be in the wild card hunt, to be in the divisional hunt, and every single day going to the ballpark has real meaning?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. This is what we were thinking about towards the end of the year last year. We knew that this is what we want to do. We want to win. And so some of the changes that were made were extremely huge for the team, and then just what were the teams doing, they're all bought into just winning, and I think that's kind of the ultimate goal. And then now that we got fans coming out, the noise is getting louder, the guys are getting fired up, so it's a lot of fun. So yeah, hopefully keep coming out.
You have a popular catchphrase right now. Just tell us how this catchphrase come about, and I'm guessing you got to get some kind of royalties on all of this.
Yeah, I guess I said it one day and then it stuck, so we just got to keep doing it, keep playing some ball.
That is Bobby Witt Jr. joining us on the show today. He's trying to make the All-Star game for the first time, and I got a good feeling that he is going to represent the Kansas City Royals in this year's All-Star game. Bobby, man, happy to have you join us on the show, man. We got to do this again sometime.
Perfect. Thank you.
Absolutely. That is Bobby Witt Jr. joining us on the show today. I think I'm pretty safe in saying that the Royals are going to have at least three All-Stars. Seth Lugo is going to the All-Star game. Bobby Witt Jr. will also be included, and Salvador Perez. We'll see if they can get anybody else in the game. All right, it is time to play a game that is sweeping the city. We only got two times to play it this week. How many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight? 913-586-7610. I'm going out to Kauffman Stadium tonight, so at least one of those people will be me. We'll play next. You guys know the rules. The winner gets a large pizza from our friends over at the other place. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody on the text line said, the traffic guy's voice just got me pregnant. It caught me off guard. He did sound kind of sensual. Yo, can we play that again? Let's put like, Rob, if you can you put like some sultry music under? I wasn't even thinking about it, but he was kind of saying it in like a real sexy tone. It sounded like the Quiet Storm. I don't know if you listened to like Hot 103 growing up as a kid, Rob, like late at night. You know, like they used to do like the Quiet Storm. So like at 11 o'clock, they was playing like Jodeci and like Deep Cuts R&B. That's how that guy just did the traffic. All right. We only got 2 days this week to play this game. This is the game that is sweeping the city, possibly sweeping the nation. It is how many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight. Now, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I have absolutely no clue how many people are going to be out there. They did fantastic this weekend. They got 27,000 people out there on a Sunday. But it's back during the week. But it is a weird week. You know, there's a holiday in the middle of it. Hey, people are in town. People are off. The weather is good. They're playing good. I don't know. I have no clue what the attendance is going to be today. So, Rob, if you can, tell us what the promotion is today, and then we'll play the game.
Only one promotion tonight, Carrington. It is Dollar Dog Night out the cave for the Royals and the Rays, but it is worth noting, as our Friday expectations were missed because of this, there is a chance of some weather in the forecast. Between 4 and 9 is a severe window. There's a chance of some severe weather in that window. And according to my Apple phone, it looks like 10 o'clock, a thunderstorm could be rolling through. So there's a chance of rain later tonight, but it is Dollar Dog Night for the Royals and Rays.
So you're saying the rain's coming at 10?
It could. That's what my phone tells
so
me.
So they should be able to get this game in. Now, I mean, I know some of you guys. I mean, if they tell you if it could be a 99% chance of sunshiny day, if it's a 1% chance of rain, you ain't going out there to Kauffman Stadium. You will find a way not to go out there to Kauffman Stadium. But you know what? You get 27,000 on a Sunday. Maybe I should hold my jokes off at least for a little bit. All right, it's time to play. How many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight? I don't have any clue what the guesses could potentially be. All right, Luke, you called into the show today. Appreciate you. Good luck in today's game. How many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight?
Let's try 16,355.
All right. He said 15,355. Is that what we got? All right, we put you on hold here, Luke. I appreciate you for listening and being part of the show today. All right, Zach, we'll go to you. All right, Zach, how many people do you have going out to Kauffman Stadium tonight?
Put me down for 14,200.
All right, we got 14,200 for Zach. 14,200 for Zach, all right. We think we're bouncing back a little bit on the attendance. All right. Trenton, you called into the show. Trenton, I appreciate you. How many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight?
I'm going to go with 18,000.
All right, you got 18 flat out there today. All right, Trenton a little confident. Got 18,000 people out there today at Kauffman Stadium. All right, Andy, you are last up in Royals prices, right? How many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight?
Well, I don't think dollar dogs make much difference. I don't know if you had a hot dog out here, but I'm going to go at low ball with 14,000 even.
All right, we're going 14 even here, all right? 14 even at Kauffman Stadium. Now, I got to disagree with Andy a little bit. If I'm going on a day game and my options are today or tomorrow, now Thursday's a little different, the 4th of July, right? You know the firework display is going to be amazing. If I got to pick which day I'm going out there, I'm going out there for the dollar dogs. I like to get me a couple of dogs. I bring in my own peanuts, my own sunflower seeds, and then I get myself robbed. You know I got to get the tall boy quirk. You're telling me I can get a quirk and I can get 2-3 hot dogs for less than 15 bucks? Sign me up at the game. Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be great. So I love Dollar Dog Day. It's my favorite day to go. How many people you got going out to Kauffman Stadium tonight?
I like how you make me go first here.
You want me to go first?
I'll go first. I got it. I think the weather doesn't look good. Weather makes it weird. I think tonight's the best night they do of the home of the three games here. I think 4th of July people are going to go to the pool and not the game.
Wow.
I think tomorrow there's more weather.
I think they do really well on Thursday.
I think they're going to do best today. So I have an 18-5 today.
Wow. 18-5.
I just think the average person for 4th of July there's definitely weather in the forecast that day.
Well, that's fair.
And if are you taking the kids to the one at the K? Or are you going to take them to one of the ones around town that you can do for a lot cheaper? I think today's the best day of the home of the series, not the homestand. Excuse me. I have an 18.5.
Okay. All right. Did I mishear the first guy? Somebody said the first caller said 16.
I got him written down at 16.
Okay, my apologies. If I misheard him, then I apologize. My bad. We make sure we get him. I don't want anybody to get cheated here, and Royals Price is right. This is serious prizes. Put me down at 15-4. 15-4 today. Feels about right. Feels about right. It's Tuesday. People are gearing up for the holiday. I'm not on the same side that you are on. I think they're going to do much better on Thursday than they're going to do today. Give me 15-4 out there at Kauffman Stadium. Someone on the text line says, you guys are underestimating how hot it is today with all the rain we got yesterday. The humidity is absolutely brutal today. No, I'm not underestimating. I gave them 15,000. I mean, I don't think they're you know, breaking any attendance records today or anything.
I think with every game under threat of rain, like, I think tonight's the night they do best. I just think people, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy.
I actually think they do better tomorrow because people are off on Thursday.
That's fair.
You get a little bit of a slow start. You know, you don't really start grilling or going over to anybody's house until later in the day. So, you know, no kids looking at school, no none of that. I actually think they do better tomorrow than they do today, even though today's dollar dogs.
I actually think most people are off tomorrow, too. If you don't mind, I think part of that they're off is tomorrow, too. And I think tomorrow begins the pool and the hanging out with the kids for a five-day weekend and really leaning into it. Maybe I'm crazy. Am I the only person that, like, I like Kauffman Stadium, I like 4th of July. I have never been out there for the 4th of July. I just don't think it's part of people's regular 4th of July routines.
I don't, maybe you haven't been in this position before, Robin. It makes sense. Have you ever tried to help a small kid go to bed before? Like, have you ever been in a position where, like, I know some of you have, like, small children or, you know, your kid's older now and you remember this time. Have you ever tried to get a small kid to go to bed? And that small kid will find every reason to not go to bed. They're hungry. They're thirsty. They got to go to the bathroom. They want to know what you're doing. That's how Royals fans act with attendance. If it ain't going to be a 70-degree day and you ain't got Jason Sudeikis out there, oh, they ain't going. Oh, wait, you telling me it could possibly rain? No, we're not going. When's the rain? 11:30. When's the game? 1 p.m. first pitch. No, we're not going out there. Come on now. It could rain. I'm not going. Can't go today. Don't want any parts of it. Hey, Rob, can you play the traffic guy one more time? Can we hear that guy's voice one more time? He did sound kind of seductive.
On the Kansas side, the ramp northbound off I-70 to 435 is locked up. On the Missouri side, the I-35-I-670 interchange is really very, very slow. South Kansas City, eastbound 470, crawls along from 435 over to James A. Reed. I'm Bill Brooks, 610 Sports Radio. Get off my bumper traffic.
Yo, what happened to Bill Grady? He sounds a lot like Bill Grady. Is that Bill Grady's homeboy? I'm serious. Is that Bill Grady's homie? Who is that?
I don't know who that is. I don't know why he said really, real, very, yeah, very said, like that.
It's a really, really bad outside. Yo, I'm telling you, why was he doing that? Why was he doing that?
It's a very odd. I mean, listen, different strokes, different folks.
Someone on the text line says, "C-Dot, as a father of four small children, I've never heard such an accurate comparison." I'm telling you, that's how Royals fans are. Come up with anything. I'm telling you. Anything. They can only be giving out the promotion to 5,000. Oh, we can't go out there. I mean, I can't get there early enough to get the promotion. Why would I go to the game? I can't go. Come on now.
I mean, I know I was a hard Royals fan for this, but graduation weekend was soft to me.
The graduation weekend was it was bad. No, you're right. They weren't bad that
people
week.
People are graduating. No other town. Baseball stadiums are empty.
It was bad. No, you're right. You're right.
The Chiefs are playing on Labor Day week. Well, everyone's going to go.
You're
the Royals
right.
are playing graduation weekend. Not a soul will go.
It was funny because then when we were talking about it before school let out, they were saying wait until school let out. And then when school let out, it's like, oh, it's hot outside. What do you think was going to happen in the summer? We do this every year. The seasons, they're not that confusing to me. We know when it's going to be really hot. We know when it's going to be really cold. June very rarely catches me by surprise in Kansas City. No, I know. I know when it's going to be hot or cold. I will say this about the Royals, getting back to very serious Royals topics. All they got to do is win one game. That's it. Now, I want them to win more than that. I don't want you guys to hear that and think that I want them to lose in any way. That's not what I'm saying. Right now, they are 5-2 in their home stand, their 7-game or their 10-game home stand. They have 3 more home games. You just got to win one more to ensure that you have a winning home stand. You know what I will take from the Royals every single time? Winning home stands every single time. Just win one of these games. It'd be great if you can win 2, you know? Tampa Bay is one of the teams that's in the wild card picture, so I certainly want you to create some distance from them. You know, if you're looking at the wild card picture, Tampa Bay, they are 4 games back of you in the wild card, so you certainly don't want to get swept in this series. That wouldn't be good. But you know what? Just win. Win one of these games. You put yourself in a good spot. I know some of you are still looking at the division. I don't look at the division anymore. When I go on ESPN, I click on standings. I skip right past the standings, and I go straight to the wild card. If the playoffs started today, they would be the final wild card team. They have a 1.5-game lead on Boston. They play Boston here coming up in 2 weeks. And one of the teams is in contention, Tampa Bay. They are a .500 baseball team. They're 4 games back. They play them this week. So this is an important game for the Kansas City Royals. This series is important. Hey, you take 2 of 3, you gain a little bit of ground on a team, you continue your positive momentum, you go on the road for the remainder of the first half of the season. You know, I don't want to make it seem like this is as big and as important as last week against the Guardians, but again, you're playing a team that is within 4 games of you in the wild card picture. This is an important series for the Royals as well. Coming up on the other side, speaking of the Royals, we will head to Kauffman Stadium and be joined by Josh Vernier. That's coming up next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Let's go to the phone lines. Better yet, let's go to Kauffman Stadium and be joined by Josh Vernier. Vern, more than any guest that we have, just thinks that he can just come on the show willy-nilly whenever he wants. Oh, you know, you're off on Friday, so I got to come on today. That ain't how this worked, Vern.
I didn't ask to come on. Rob reached out to me, so we can end it right now if you want.
Why you got to say it like that, man? You got to at least, you got to make it seem like you want to be on the show.
I mean, I like talking to you, but what an intro that was. Hey, man, you want, you know. What do you want from me?
Right now, we're talking to our guy, Josh Vernier. All right, Vern, we got to get back on the same page. You know what? The same page is usually at this time of the year. I just say, hey, Vern, you know, I'll let you decide. What's the most interesting thing with the Kansas City Royals right now?
That they're good, right? That they just took 3 of 4 from a team that they're chasing in the division. Yeah, they're a good team for the first time in 7 years. That's what's the most interesting thing about them right now.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I give the Royals a lot of credit for this, and this would like be my answer to what's interesting about the Royals. You know, you have been here long enough that you have seen the Royals kind of take a punch, and they just completely fell out on the mat, and then that punch ended their season. That there was a chance that this team really could have spiraled. You were just 5 games over .500. You were coming back home for a very important 10-game series at home. You won the first one. It wasn't pretty, but you beat the Miami Marlins. You had an important series against the Guardians that you had to win if you wanted to realistically stay in the conversation of the division, and you really outplayed the Guardians from start to finish. I give the Royals a lot of credit for. They didn't have the best June. It wasn't perfect, but they never got too down on themselves, and they continued to fight the whole month.
Best month of June they've had since 2017, which goes to show you just how bad they've been and just how even their worst month of the season really isn't all that bad. Not only did they outplay Cleveland in this series, they've outplayed Cleveland throughout this season. When you look at the 6 matchups, Royals have taken 4 of the 6, the 2 losses. One of them comes courtesy of a momentum-shifting 2-run foul ball that is mistakenly upheld as a 2-run foul ball. And then you go back to the loss in Cleveland. Royals jump out to a 5-0 lead. And a guy that I believe right now deserves to start the All-Star game, Seth Lugo, was unable to make sure that 5-0 lead held up as he gave all 5 runs back. And then another guy that you talked to earlier that's going to be in Arlington in a few weeks for the All-Star game, Bobby Witt Jr., makes the back-breaking error At shortstop, a little indecision from a guy that is normally always moving a little bit slower than everybody else. The game moves a little bit slower for Bobby. It sped up for him in that moment in Cleveland. So I look at the six games and say the Royals are obviously the better team when it comes to starting pitching, the better team defensively. I think they're the better team on the base paths, and even that vaunted Cleveland bullpen, which we've heard so much about and, you know, is as good as advertised. Well, the Royals' bullpen has outperformed them in those six meetings. So I heard you earlier say when you're checking out the standings, you go right to the wild card. Man, we have way too much baseball yet to be played, including seven games in a 10-day span against that Cleveland ball club. I think this division's still very much up for grabs.
No, and that certainly makes a lot of sense. I mean, I'm kind of looking at it more to me. I want them to kind of get within the five games. Like, I look at a team like Tampa Bay, kind of just what we were talking about with the wild card picture. Like, hey, I know it doesn't maybe have the appeal and cachet of the series that they have this weekend against the Guardians for obvious reasons, but I mean, they only have a four-game lead on Tampa Bay. If Tampa Bay wins this series or sweeps this series, hey, they really put themselves right firmly in this wild card picture. It's going to be so nip and tuck. Boston's a game and a half back. Houston, they have won 9 of their last 10. Houston is playing as hot as anybody. Tampa Bay's right there. I completely understand what you're saying about the divisional race, but that wild card race is very, very competitive at the top of the AL.
Yeah, and you look at those teams, and shoot, just talking about this Tampa ball club, they've won four straight series, and honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they were favored to win tomorrow night. I wouldn't be surprised if they were the betting favorite in the finale as well, coming up on Thursday. So, no doubt you need to respect that team. They're littered with talent, talent that has underperformed early on. But as we now sit 4 weeks away from the trade deadline, that wild card race is going to, I think, be, you know, swayed in a dramatic way by an addition that Houston makes, as I think they'll be adding down the stretch. And, you know, Boston, I wouldn't be surprised to see them as they finally have a chance to, you know, do right by their fans for the first time in quite a while. The Royals, do I think they'll be as aggressive as, you know, the big boys in the American League? No, I do not. But again, with this rotation, defense, and team speed, I really don't know how aggressive the Royals need to be. I certainly don't expect them to get in any bidding wars anytime soon.
Right now, we're talking to our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today, who is very happy to be here. We are very happy to have him. speaking of the home run derby, you were talking about Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, yeah. It seems like a no-brainer to me now that you have Gunnar Henderson. You have to have Gunnar Henderson against Bobby Witt Jr. in the home run derby, right?
100%. And I was listening earlier when you brought that up. Yeah, too much like Wright. His hometown, right? You know, he's unlikely to be in the starting lineup, but he's still one of the five fresh faces that Major League Baseball needs to push at this upcoming weekend. Yeah, no brainer. He should be in the home run derby. And like he told you, he'd be more than happy to take part in front of his friends and family in Arlington.
I give baseball a lot of credit for that. And Rob and I were talking about that earlier. Like, you know, you and I watched the dunk contest. They cannot convince the stars of basketball to sign up for the dunk contest. Every person that you and I have ever wanted to see do the home run derby has all agreed to do it. You know, we got a chance to see Bonds do it and Griffey do it and McGuire and Sosa. Now the stars of today, baseball has always done a really good job of getting the most important players to do the home run derby.
Yeah, Otani, Judge has done it. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. puts on a show seemingly every single season. Pete Alonso coming from the big market. Giancarlo Stanton. I remember Stanton in 2016 wasn't even an all-star, but he hopped on a private jet, flew to San Diego, won the home run derby because that was the guy that everyone wanted to see hit those colossal shots. So, yeah, I don't think that's ever been more on display than back in 16 when Stanton just came for the derby.
I don't know. I guess I'm trying to remember when you first got here, Vern, so my years might be a little bit
12.
Off. Have you ever been to the derby before?
Yeah. The derby here in Kansas City was, I think, the second one I went to. Detroit had an all-star game. I went there. San Diego, when the Royals sent, like, their entire team, I went to that all-star game as well. I may have gone to the one in 15. No, I don't think so. I think it was, I've been to three or four I believe.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't remember when you got here, so I wasn't sure. I mean, I think back to that home run derby, and obviously we got some time to talk about this. I mean, the whole moment with Robinson Cano was, I mean, up until the Royals got really good, that was my favorite time at Kauffman Stadium. And, I mean, that ball that Mark Trumbo hit when he hit it on top of the home run or the Hall of Fame, I've never seen a player hit a ball that far before in my life.
Yeah, I wonder, C-Dot, if I would come to you at that home run derby and, you know, giving you a sneak peek of what this city would look like in 12 years, you know, what that was, you know, that All-Star game was really the front porch to the city as far as introducing the sports world, reintroducing the sports world to Kansas City, to think of where this place is compared to, you know, we thought that was the one close-up. I mean, I know I was new to the town, but you could feel this is our opportunity to feel like a big-time city, and it's just consistently happened ever since.
Yeah, I mean, I think now going back to it, I mean, it was a really good example how special Kansas City was going to be and how they were going to showcase themselves in major events. Now, I didn't know that they were going to have so many major events over the next 15 years or so, whether it was Game 7 of the World Series, the NFL Draft, AFC Championship games. We've hosted a lot of major sports events over the last 15 years. I mean, that was the first one I can really remember in my lifetime that you knew it was important and you weren't sure when you were going to get another chance. It was just a really fun time.
Yeah, it was a nice spotlight on the city. Now, it was still a city at that time that was always waiting for the other shoe to drop. Right, 2012, I believe that was the Our Time team. And we all remember how that season started, right? It was over before the month of April. I mean, you could say it was over on opening day, but it was over before the month of April concluded. I would say Kansas City was still about 2.5 years away from starting to feel like good things can happen to us on a playing field at a professional level.
Let's get back to talking about present day. Right now, we're talking to our guy, Josh Vernier. Vern, we talked about this yesterday. I'm looking at the odds, and it's surprising to me that Seth Lugo is such a long shot to win the American League Cy Young. He's 19-1. We went through Zach Greinke's year in 2009 when he won the award for the Royals, and Seth Lugo has gotten off to a better start than Zach Greinke did that year. He has been phenomenal. You mentioned it. He has a chance to start for the All-Star game, and I think he's a really serious American League contender.
Yeah, without question. You know, you look at the names that are above him right now, just looking at FanDuel, Tarek Skubal of Detroit, Corbin Burnes of the Orioles, Garrett Crochet of the White Sox, get real, and Logan Gilbert of the Mariners, Tanner Houck of the Boston Red Sox. To me, Tarek Skubal is the Zach Greinke of this year. He's going to be on a bad team, but he's just so undeniably special that the writers want to give it to him. They want to anoint him as the next great, and then when he disappoints next season, they can tear him down. So to me, Tarek Skubal is the front. I mean, obviously, he's the front runner, but he's the guy that the writers have wanted to give it to since, I think, the season started. Corbin Burnes and the story of the Baltimore Orioles, that's that battle that they're going to have with New York, you have to imagine he's going to find himself in some big spots and some big environments in September. Seth Lugo more than likely will as well. To me, if Burnes or Lugo are going to take it from Tarek Skubal, it's going to come down to who has the better September, who helps push their team to that American League East title or wild card spot or American League Central title in Lugo's case.
I don't think that J.J. Piccolo is getting enough credit here locally about his ability to build a rotation. I mean, you know the Royals struggles with developing stars. Let's go to the phone lines. Better yet, let's go to Kauffman Stadium and be joined by Josh Vernier. Vern, more than any guest that we have, just thinks that he can just come on the show willy-nilly whenever he wants. Oh, you know, you're off on Friday, so I got to come on today. That ain't how this worked, Vern.
I didn't ask to come on. Rob reached out to me, so we can end it right now if you want.
Why you got to say it like that, man? You got to make it seem like you want to be on the show.
I mean, I like talking to you, but what an intro that was. Hey, man, you want, you know. What do you want from me?
Right now, we're talking to our guy, Josh Vernier. All right, Vern, we got to get back on the same page. You know what? The same page is usually at this time of the year. I just say, hey, Vern, you know, I'll let you decide. What's the most interesting thing with the Kansas City Royals right now?
That they're good, right? That they just took 3 of 4 from a team that they're chasing in the division. Yeah, they're a good team for the first time in 7 years. That's what's the most interesting thing about them right now.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I give the Royals a lot of credit for this, and this would like be my answer to what's interesting about the Royals. You know, you have been here long enough that you have seen the Royals kind of take a punch, and they just completely fell out on the mat, and then that punch ended their season. That there was a chance that this team really could have spiraled. You were just 500. You were coming back home for a very important 10-game series at home. You won the first one. It wasn't pretty, but you beat the Miami Marlins. You had an important series against the Guardians that you had to win if you wanted to realistically stay in the conversation of the division, and you really outplayed the Guardians from start to finish. I give the Royals a lot of credit for. They didn't have the best June. It wasn't perfect, but they never got too down on themselves, and they continued to fight the whole month.
Best month of June they've had since 2017, which goes to show you just how bad they've been and just how even their worst month of the season really isn't all that bad. Not only did they outplay Cleveland in this series, they've outplayed Cleveland throughout this season. When you look at the six matchups, Royals have taken four of the six, the two losses. One of them comes courtesy of a momentum-shifting two-run foul ball that is mistakenly upheld as a two-run foul ball. And then you go back to the loss in Cleveland. Royals jump out to a 5-0 lead. And a guy that I believe right now deserves to start the All-Star game, Seth Lugo, was unable to make sure that 5-0 lead held up as he gave all five runs back. And then another guy that you talked to earlier that's going to be in Arlington in a few weeks for the All-Star game, Bobby Witt Jr., makes the back-breaking error at shortstop. A little indecision from a guy that is normally always moving a little bit slower than everybody else. The game moves a little bit slower for Bobby. It sped up for him in that moment in Cleveland. So I look at the six games and say the Royals are obviously the better team when it comes to starting pitching, the better team defensively. I think they're the better team on the base paths, and even that vaunted Cleveland bullpen, which we've heard so much about and, you know, is as good as advertised. Well, the Royals bullpen has outperformed them in those six meetings. So I heard you earlier say when you're checking out the standings, you go right to the wild card. Man, we have way too much baseball yet to be played, including seven games in a 10-day span against that Cleveland ball club. I think this division's still very much up for grabs.
No, and that certainly makes a lot of sense. I mean, I'm kind of looking at it more to me. I want them to kind of get within the five games. Like, I look at a team like Tampa Bay, kind of just what we were talking about with the wild card picture. Like, hey, I know it doesn't maybe have the appeal and cachet of the series that they have this weekend against the Guardians for obvious reasons, but I mean, they only have a 4-game lead on Tampa Bay. If Tampa Bay wins this series or sweeps this series, hey, they really put themselves right firmly in this wild card picture. It's going to be so nip and tuck. Boston's a game and a half back. Houston, they have won 9 of their last 10. Houston is playing as hot as anybody. Tampa Bay's right there. I completely understand what you're saying about the divisional race, but that wild card race is very, very competitive at the top of the AL.
Yeah, and you look at those teams, and shoot, just talking about this Tampa ball club, they've won four straight series, and honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they were favored to win tomorrow night. I wouldn't be surprised if they were the betting favorite in the finale as well, coming up on Thursday. So, no doubt you need to respect that team. They're littered with talent, talent that has underperformed early on. But as we now sit 4 weeks away from the trade deadline, that wild card race is going to, I think, be, you know, swayed in a dramatic way by an addition that Houston makes, as I think they'll be adding down the stretch. And, you know, Boston, I wouldn't be surprised to see them as they finally have a chance to, you know, do right by their fans for the first time in quite a while. The Royals, do I think they'll be as aggressive as, you know, the big boys in the American League? No, I do not. But again, with this rotation, defense, and team speed, I really don't know how aggressive the Royals need to be. I certainly don't expect them to get in any bidding wars anytime soon.
Right now, we're talking to our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today, who is very happy to be here. We are very happy to have him. speaking of the home run derby, you were talking about Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, yeah, it seems like a no-brainer to me now that you have Gunnar Henderson. You have to have Gunnar Henderson against Bobby Witt Jr. in the home run derby, right?
100%. And I was listening earlier when you brought that up. Yeah, too much like Wright. His hometown, right? You know, he's unlikely to be in the starting lineup, but he's still one of the five fresh faces that Major League Baseball needs to push at this upcoming weekend, yeah, no-brainer. He should be in the Home Run Derby. And, like he told you, he'd be more than happy to take part in front of his friends and family in Arlington.
I give baseball a lot of credit for that, and Rob and I were talking about that earlier. Like, you know, you and I watched the dunk contest. They cannot convince the stars of basketball to sign up for the dunk contest. Every person that you and I have ever wanted to see do the Home Run Derby has all agreed to do it. You know, we got a chance to see Bonds do it and Griffey do it and McGuire and Sosa. Now the stars of today, baseball has always done a really good job of getting the most important players to do the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, Otani, Judge has done it. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. puts on a show seemingly every single season. Pete Alonso coming from the big market. Giancarlo Stanton. I remember Stanton in 2016 wasn't even an all-star, but he hopped on a private jet, flew to San Diego, won the Home Run Derby because that was the guy that everyone wanted to see hit those colossal shots. So, yeah, I don't think that's ever been more on display than back in 16 when Stanton just came for the Derby.
I don't know. I guess I'm trying to remember when you first got here, Vern, so my years might be a little bit 12. Off. Have you ever been to the Derby before?
Yeah. The Derby here in Kansas City was, I think, the second one I went to. Detroit had an all-star game. I went there. San Diego, when the Royals sent, like, their entire team, I went to that all-star game as well. I may have gone to the one in 15. No, I don't think so. I think it was, I've been to three or four, I believe.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't remember when you got here, so I wasn't sure. I mean, I think back to that Home Run Derby, and obviously we got some time to talk about this. I mean, the whole moment with Robinson Cano was, until the Royals got really good, that was my favorite time at Kauffman Stadium. And, I mean, that ball that Mark Trumbo hit when he hit it on top of the home run or the Hall of Fame, I've never seen a player hit a ball that far before in my life.
Yeah, I wonder, C-Dot, if I would come to you at that Home Run Derby and, giving you a sneak peek of what this city would look like in 12 years, what that was, that All-Star game was really the front porch to the city as far as introducing the sports world, reintroducing the sports world to Kansas City, to think of where this place is compared to, we thought that was the one close-up. I mean, I know I was new to the town, but you could feel this is our opportunity to feel like a big-time city, and it's just consistently happened ever since.
Yeah, I mean, I think now going back to it, I mean, it was a really good example how special Kansas City was going to be and how they were going to showcase themselves in major events. Now, I didn't know that they were going to have so many major events over the next 15 years or so, whether it was Game 7 of the World Series, the NFL Draft, AFC Championship games. We've hosted a lot of major sports events over the last 15 years. I mean, that was the first one I can really remember in my lifetime that you knew it was important and you weren't sure when you were going to get another chance. It was just a really fun time.
Yeah, it was a nice spotlight on the city. Now, it was still a city at that time that was always waiting for the other shoe to drop. Right, 2012, I believe that was the Our Time team. And we all remember how that season started, right? It was over before the month of April. I mean, you could say it was over on opening day, but it was over before the month of April concluded. I would say Kansas City was still about 2.5 years away from starting to feel like good things can happen to us on a playing field at a professional level.
Let's get back to talking about present day. Right now we're talking to our guy, Josh Vernier. Vern, we talked about this yesterday. I'm looking at the odds, and it's surprising to me that Seth Lugo is such a long shot to win the American League Cy Young. He's 19-1. We went through Zach Greinke's year in 2009 when he won the award for the Royals, and Seth Lugo has gotten off to a better start than Zach Greinke did that year. He has been phenomenal. You mentioned it. He has a chance to start for the All-Star game, and I think he's a really serious American League contender.
Yeah, without question. You look at the names that are above him right now, just looking at FanDuel, Tarek Skubal of Detroit, Corbin Burnes of the Orioles, Garrett Crochet of the White Sox, get real, and Logan Gilbert of the Mariners, Tanner Houck of the Boston Red Sox. To me, Tarek Skubal is the Zach Greinke of this year. He's going to be on a bad team, but he's just so undeniably special that the writers want to give it to him. They want to anoint him as the next great, and then when he disappoints next season, they can tear him down. So to me, Tarek Skubal is the front. I mean, obviously he's the front runner, but he's the guy that the writers have wanted to give it to since I think the season started. Corbin Burns and the story of the Baltimore Orioles. That's that battle that they're going to have with New York. You have to imagine he's going to find himself in some big spots and some big environments in September. Seth Lugo more than likely will as well. To me, if Burns or Lugo are going to take it from Tarek Skubal, it's going to come down to who has the better September, who helps push their team to that American League East title or wild card spot or American League Central title in Lugo's case.
I don't think that J.J. Piccolo is getting enough credit here locally about his ability to build a rotation. I mean, you know the Royals struggles with developing starting pitching and finding starting pitching. I mean, for him to basically create one in a calendar year, you make the trade for Reagans, you go out and you get Seth Lugo, you get Michael Wacha, you pair them with some of the pieces that you already have. I mean, this was a major weakness for the Royals in 2023, which has now become arguably their greatest strength in 2024.
Not only J.J. Piccolo, but also the pitching department that he and John Sherman, of course, were responsible to in putting together. From, you know, you want to start with Paul Gibson, if you want to go right to the big league club with Brian Sweeney and Zach Bove. Reagans was unleashed in Kansas City because of the Now, obviously, he has talent. He's a former first-round pick, but you throw in a slider, you start throwing the cutter a little bit more. The changeup and fastball have always been elite, but the velocity picks up when he comes here and starts working with this pitching department. Even Michael Wacha, at the age of 33, he's implemented a slider this season. I talked with Sam Long, who's been one of the bright spots out of the bullpen, and he had other options, but the pitch that this organization gave him of how we'll make you better, what we like about your arsenal, what we would change, what we think you should throw a little bit more, how we would change your grip on this pitch. I mean, they're just so much more advanced from where they were 12 years ago when we were talking about the All-Star game coming to Kansas City. It's a much more modern organization top to bottom, but especially when it comes to the pitching department.
Hey, Vern, if you can, tell us a little bit about Tampa Bay. They're playing 500 baseball right now, but they've been one of the better organizations over the last 5 to 7 years or so. You know, they've made deep runs in the postseason. What kind of team is this Tampa Bay squad?
It's a team that I would love to pick apart. As far as if I'm J.J. Piccolo, there are a few pieces in that bullpen, including a local product in Jason Adam, that are under team control for multiple years. That's the type of acquisition I want this team to make. If you're going to make a move at the deadline, get someone that's going to help you, not just for this year's postseason run, but also for 2025 and beyond. They have a guy, a second baseman slash outfielder in Brandon Lau that I think would be a great fit. Randy Arozarena is an outfielder that all the big clubs are going to be after if and when Tampa decides to wave the white flag. But as you mentioned, they've all of a sudden started playing the best baseball that they have of the season. And with 4 weeks to go in the trade deadline, they, much like the defending champion Texas Rangers, like the Toronto Blue Jays and the Detroit Tigers, these teams are all at a crossroad here the next 2 weeks. They need to decide, are we going to stand pat or are we going to sell and try to get, because Tampa could come back next season just as strong, even if they part with a piece or two. But like I mentioned earlier, the arms that you're going to see tomorrow in Ryan Pepiot and then in the finale on Thursday night with Zach Eflin. Pepiot's a punch-out machine, and Eflin is a cagey vet that are likely to keep their teams in the game. So, like we've seen so often this season, it's likely to be a one-run game in the 6th, 7th, 8th innings. Who's going to blink first? My money's on Tampa's defense or base running making that mistake before the Royals do.
Vern, where would you rank 4th of July in your favorite holidays?
Ooh, man, when I was young, I would say it would be number 2 behind Christmas, just because my dad has 10 brothers and sisters, so I had a ton of cousins, and we would always play a big softball game or volleyball game, get out there and show off my athletic prowess. So I always liked July 4th. I'll say number, even though I'm not a big firework guy, I was always chicken, to be quite honest with you, when it comes to fireworks. I'll put it number 2 as a kid behind Christmas, and now it's I don't even know if it ranks because it's just another day at the ballpark, which I love being at the ballpark, but it's not necessarily a day I'm celebrating.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today, and I learned a very important lesson today. Don't ever lie on Josh Vernier. Thanks, Vern.
Come on, man. Thank you.
I appreciate it. That's my guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. I mean, I learned a very valuable lesson today. Hit dogs holler. I learned that today, you know? I learned bad. I will never disrespect Vern ever again. No, never. Vern's not a man I want to cross. I got no issues with Josh Vernier. That's my brother. I don't have any problems with him. I don't want no smoke. None. Very little smoke with him. I should have asked Vern what's the team that he struggles with the most that's changed their name. That's what I forgot there at the end. I would love to know if he's struggling with the Los Angeles Chargers or San Diego Chargers. I should have asked Vern that. That's my bad. I'll get him next week. I mean, they'll definitely play one of these teams again. They play the Guardians again. I'll forget to ask. I'm blaming you for that, Rob. That's not on me. That's on you. I'm putting that on you.
I mean, you got so hung up on trying to insult Vern to come on, you got all twisted and couldn't get your questions out.
I wasn't even insulting with him. I was just joking with him. He verbally smacked me down. I got to apologize to my guy, Josh Vernier. I don't want to spend too much time on this. Did you guys see the college football video today? Did you see it? They did a deep dive of the dynasty mode. Rob came into work today. This is a true story. Rob came in today. I was watching the video. I had it loud, too. I can't wait. I'm going to tell you guys this every single time they give us an update, how I can't wait. That's how I got ready for the show today, and Rob and I watched Jerry Springer today. What a time. That's my new work bonding exercise, watching 90s talk shows with my coworkers. When you were gone, Rob, we watched one with Quentin. We had Quentin. He had never seen a 90s talk show before. I had him watch one for show prep. That's how I wanted him to get ready for the show. He's like, oh, you want me to book a guest? No, I don't want you to do any of that. I want you to sit here, and I want you to watch Ricky Lake, and I want you to tell me what you think at the end of it. Oh, I can cut audio. No, I'll do that for you today. I want you to sit down and watch Ricky Lake.
You know what I learned today watching those Jerry Springer cuts? Man, what were we doing on TV in the 90s?
Like, what a time.
They basically could do whatever they want. Hey, we're on television, so let's just go bananas. Like, what is happening?
That's how we bond on the drive here. We watched Jerry Springer earlier today. Our job's
for 2 weeks. But once the college football game comes out, damned. It's time to get some competition in the building.
I'm just saying, you guys think, what do you think we're doing here? No, I'm playing college football. We got our own at-work dynasty going on here. No, I don't have any interest in show prep. What is a show prep that you speak of? All right, coming up at the top of the hour, if you missed it, we will replay our conversation with Bobby Witt Jr. Really excited that we got a chance for Bobby Witt Jr. to join us on the show today. It was his first appearance on the show. Two more times he has to come on to be friend of the show. You know what? I'm optimistic that Bobby Witt Jr. is going to become friend of the show. Coming up on the other side, we'll play that. We'll also recap Rob's evening. Rob ended up getting free tickets to go to the soccer game yesterday, and he might have saw the last game coached by their current coach. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.